The initiative is called Tax-Free NY, and it would allow businesses to operate without paying income, sales, property, or business taxes for 10 years. The plan aims to attract businesses such as software and high-tech companies, as well as advanced manufacturers to the tax-free zones. Cuomo says the scheme will also allow businesses to lean on the expertise at SUNY institutions, increasing their chances for success.
We create great businesses here in this state because we have great schools and we have great young minds. We lose them in the first year. Why? Because we have an anti-business reputation. We're a high-tax state. So we form the business, they then leave, and they go to a state with lower taxes. What we want to do is create an environment where those businesses stay here and create jobs here.
The state will also make roughly 3 million square feet of commercial office space available at private institutions as well. Cuomo says he doesn't feel the plan will take away from existing businesses because job creation will bring more people to the area and drive tax reductions for existing companies.
These are new jobs that wouldn't have existed anyway, so there is no lost revenue to the state, right? These are all new jobs that aren't paying anything. So if you keep the job here rather than let it leave, you actually make money.
One of the state's largest service unions doesn't agree with the plan. The CSEA says it's a political ploy that doesn't address the issue that businesses are cutting funding from their budgets in order to make ends meet. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.